tell us about this package and your objections to it. A majority of the American public think that another relief package is necessary. What are your problems with this one?
Well, first of all, there's no reason to do this in a partisan manner. And rather than work together as we have in five previous COVID-19 relief bills last year, this one is really only about 8% of it involves COVID-19. It's really a Trojan horse for a whole host of other unneeded and unrelated matters. The other part of it is the money we appropriated in December, just a couple of months ago, hasn't even gone out the door yet. And it's really kind of hard to imagine. I know that the individual checks are popular. I've voted for those in the past, but I think they should be targeted to people who've lost their jobs and lost income as a result of the pandemic. But finally, unfortunately, Republicans went to the White House about 3 weeks ago and offered a $600 billion compromise bill and were told that we're not interested in any kind of compromise or negotiation. So, unfortunately, that leaves us with a $1.9 trillion Trojan horse with a bunch of unnecessary and unrelated spending just racking up more debt.
Senator Cornyn, I'm glad you mentioned that about some of the money from the last package not yet going out the door. We have heard that several times recently, and I think people wonder, what's the holdup? Why is that money still not going out as intended?
Well, believe it or not, it's hard to spend $4 trillion, even for the federal government. And some of it goes to the states, some of it goes to school districts, some of it goes to directly to healthcare providers, and it does take a while. But here's one statistic. We appropriated about $60 billion to safely reopen schools. Only about $5 billion of that money has been spent. The CDC tells us that ultimately all that is needed is about $22 billion, but under this partisan COVID-19 relief bill, there's another $120 billion appropriated. So this is reckless spending without any real purpose, and it's not targeted at the need, and I just think it's irresponsible.
Senator, on the subject of COVID, the governor, of course, lifting the mask mandate in Texas effective next Wednesday, says that the individual businesses will still have the right to require masks if they so choose. Doesn't that put a lot of businesses in a kind of a difficult situation, because you're gonna make half your customer base angry no matter what you do?
Well, it seems to be true for politicians and retail businesses and everybody else. I think it makes sense to let people exercise personal responsibility and make their own choices when it comes to masking. Obviously, we're getting a whole lot more people vaccinated. We learn how to safely distance and wash our hands, stay home when we're sick. I think what the governor's done is said, you know, government's not going to tell you what to do. We've made recommendations. Businesses can choose differently. But there's nothing here that requires people not to wear a mask if they choose to do so, and I believe that should be their choice. We've learned how to live with this virus until we put it in the rearview mirror after we get everybody vaccinated, hopefully by the end of May.
Senator Cornyn, did you get your back up a little bit the other day when President Biden used the word Neanderthal after that announcement by the governor?
I did. I think, there's some people who feel like the only wise policy emanates from the Beltway here in Washington, D.C., but the states have the authority to run their own affairs, and in fact, there's a lot of diversity in our country and even in our state, and I think those decisions should be made at the state and local level where they have to be made, but ultimately that we need to trust Texans and trust the American people to conduct their lives and manage their risks.
Senator, different subject now. In the wake of the winter storms last month, a lot of the blame being a lot of finger pointing at ERCOT. Obviously, is more federal regulation necessary in terms of the Texas power grid?
Well, this is a 120-year event, as I understand it, but obviously we weren't prepared for these sub-zero temperatures for an extended period of time. I'm working with some of the other members of the Texas delegation on both sides of the aisle to work on a weatherization grant program for the states. Texas isn't the only one that was affected by the polar vortex. Obviously, we got a lot more attention because of our unique power grid situation with ERCOT. But I don't think more regulation is necessarily needed. I do think we do need to take extra steps to be prepared, and I do expect that Austin, the legislative session, and working here with my colleagues in Congress will come up with a solution that won't require us to surrender our independence when it comes to our grid.
So then we would just continue to leave it up to the energy providers to do the right thing?
No, I think there would be forgive me for not answering your question directly. Yes, there would be requirements to weatherize. So in that sense, there would be more regulation. But I don't think we necessarily need to be part of the national grid. I think what this was is a failure of imagination when it came to this 120-year event where we had this extended sub-zero temperatures, and we weren't prepared for that.
Senator Cornyn, we so appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck this weekend, the rest of the way on the coronavirus relief package. That is U.S. Senator John Cornyn joining us live here on News Radio 1080.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.